And here we go.
But you have an opening for everything, it seems like, anymore.
Well, I don't know. I just feel a little spring thing going on, and I think...
I hope there's some moisture in this spring somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're praying for everybody all around. There is no doubt. We've got a lot of good things coming. We're going to kick it off, though, talking about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're out of Belfouche. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Livestock auction reports. They have award-winning columnists. They've classified so much. You have to check them out. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe. They've got a great package for a year. They've got a better package for 2 years. Check them out.
So you have something that Jim Thompson sent to us, I understand.
I certainly do, as a matter of fact.
You get that ready, and I will tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They invite you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, right here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Check it out. Visit valentine.org. Book your next trip down the scenic Niobrara River or out to the International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir. It starts by going to visitvalentine.org. Okay, what did you have from Jim?
All right, he sent the 5 laws everyone should know.
5 laws that everybody should know.
Yep. Ready for number one?
I am.
All right. It's the Dunning-Kruger effect. The less you know, the more certain you feel. The more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't. Ignorance breeds confidence, and mastery breeds humility. Parkinson's Law, number 2, work expands to fill the time you give it. That busy feeling is often poor structure, not hard work. Shorten the deadline. You'll find focus.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, I thought that was really good. I think they're all good, actually. The Pareto principle, that's the 80-20 rule.
Is it really?
Yep.
Why don't we just call it the 80-20 rule?
I know. I didn't know it had such a fancy name. We'll have to remember that. 80% of your results come from 20% of your actions. Identify that 20% and double down. The rest is noise disguised as productivity. And of course, the 20% of the people do 80% of the work is
right.
Another one for clubs or whatever. Okay. Number 4, Harlan's razor. Never attribute to malice what can be explained by stupidity or carelessness. Most people aren't out to get you. They're just distracted. Don't take neglect personally. And we're going to wrap it up. More wisdom. Well, I was going to say more wisdom from Jim Thompson. He did not come up with these, but he did share them with us. Number 5. It's the Peter principle. People rise to their level of incompetence. Great employees often make terrible managers. Success in one role doesn't guarantee success in the next.
All right. So I'm going to share something now that maybe parents, if the kids are in the car with you, you want to tell them to open the candy bar or something and have a snack or whatever for the next 30 seconds or so.
Oh, okay.
So then you better get ready to bail us out.
Or have them put their headphones on.
Put the headphones on, and then you bail me out after I get done with this one.
Oh, okay.
So, 4 old-timers, they're playing their weekly game of golf, and one remarked how for Christmas this year he'd love to wake up on Christmas morning, roll out of bed, and without an argument go directly to the golf course, meet his buddies, and play around. Obviously not in North Dakota, but his buddies all chimed in and said, let's do it. We'll make it a priority. Figure out a way to meet right here early on Christmas morning. Months later, that special morning arrived, and there they were on the links. The first guy says, boy, this game cost me a fortune. Bought my wife such a diamond ring that she can't take her eyes off of it. The number 2 guy says, I spent a ton too. My wife is at home planning the cruise I gave her. She was up to her eyeballs in brochures. And golfer number 3 says, well, my wife is at home admiring her new car, reading the manual. They all turn to the last guy, the 4th guy in the group. He's staring at them like they've all lost their minds. I can't believe you all went to such expense for this golf game. I patted my wife on the behind and said, sex or golf? And she said, take your sweater. Looks like it could be chilly.
Oh, my. Hey, did you know when the world says give up? Faith whispers, try it one more time.
Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.